Welcome to SaaS Blast, Accelerating Your Financial Journey, where we focus on taking intentional and strategic actions to expedite your progress toward achieving financial goals. Whether you're a startup founder, a finance enthusiast, or just curious about SaaS, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Carla McRae, and today we're going to talk about customer acquisition costs, also known as CAC from a ratio standpoint. We're going to spend some time understanding the metric a little, the strategies towards improving it, and really the ultimate goal that we're trying to achieve is sustainable growth over time. It's a metric that keeps coming up frequently with our clients, so I definitely wanted to spend some time expanding the discussion. Why is CAC important? It's really an insight into financial health, and it's the effectiveness in acquiring and retaining customers. So would you want to spend $100 to get a customer that maybe only pays you $50 over their life? I mean, that's a losing battle and your company's going to crash and burn. You don't want to spend more money getting the customer than they spend on you. So let's start here with a quick definition. CAC is simply the cost a company incurs to acquire that new customer. It's calculated by the total marketing and sales expense divided by a number of new customers acquired. I get asked often what to include in the CAC calculation, specifically when it comes to the marketing and sales expense. Things like social media advertising, events, you definitely want to include your salaries and benefits as it relates to the personnel supporting this function, and even overhead expenses like CRM systems, your customer resource management systems. Now, a quick, easy example, just because it's calculated very simply, if you got $50,000 in marketing and sales efforts in a month, and you acquired 100 new customers during that month, your CAC would be calculated as $50,000 divided by 100, which would equal $500 per customer. Now that we have our number, what's a good and bad understanding and metric as it relates to this ratio? Good customer acquisition costs for SaaS companies can obviously vary widely on multiple factors. Specific industries in SaaS, like the more highly competitive industries, tend to have higher CAC cost because companies are fighting for the attention and the spending power on a limited audience. But your business model can also have an impact on this. There could be differing sales cycles and lengths that can impact the calculation. And probably the most important thing here is where you're at in your growth stage of your company. If you're in a startup stage, for instance, you might only have one customer that comes in that month and you've, you know, spent $1,000. So the full burden of that sales and marketing expense will be applied to just that one customer. Now, the general guideline for CAC is that you want it to be significantly lower than your lifetime value that your customer is providing. That would be a favorable situation. Now, lifetime value is a multiple layer calculation, and we'll talk about that more in a different episode. But in context of SaaS companies, the lifetime value just really refers to the total revenue a customer is expected to generate over the entire duration of their relationship with us. So revenue generated from a customer over their lifetime should definitely exceed the cost that it took to bring them in. Many SaaS companies aim for CAC to LTV ratios of 1-3 or better. So the lifetime value of a customer should be at least 3 times higher than that cost to acquire them. That means if I've spent $100 to acquire them, I want to make sure they've brought in at least $400 of revenue. And again, that's just a basic benchmark. This will be modified based on some of those industry pieces, the model, and the growth stage. Now, why is monitoring this important? It's really a key indicator of your growth efficiency. If your CAC is too high, you're eating into your profits, you're limiting your ability to scale. But on the other hand, a low CAC suggests that your marketing and sales strategies are effective and it's leading to healthier margins. Now let's talk a little bit about like some ways to improve CAC. The biggest one here is really optimizing your marketing and sales strategies. Targeting qualified leads, improving your conversion rates, utilizing just cost-effective customer acquisition channels specifically. So if you think about targeted marketing campaigns, referral programs, investing in maybe sales efficiency tools, training and resources, and really paying attention to your customer retention and your customer success, right? Your happy, satisfied customers are going to refer others, and ultimately they're going to help reduce your CAC over time. Remember that every SaaS company is unique. There's not a perfect solution, but it's really just about the continuous monitoring, testing, and then refining of your customer acquisition strategies to find what works best for you. It's important to keep CAC on the top of your mind. It's not just the metric, it's really a guiding principle for sustainable growth and success. So with that said, thank you for joining us again on SaaS Blast. If you have any questions, you can reach us at saasblastjourney.com. That's S-A-A-S, blastjourney.com. Continue to join us as we accelerate your financial journey together.